So Justin Fields has now done something that only three Steelers have done. Just the third Steelers quarterback to have a completion percentage of 65 or better and a passer rating of 90 or better in three straight winning starts. Now, Ben did it 10 times. That's not a surprise. Cordell Stewart did it in 1998, 1999. This is according to former Steelers PR guy, Ryan Scarpino. So Justin Fields making some history. One thing I've now learned through three games, and you've been a big fan of this guy, the person and the coordinator, and that is Arthur Smith. I'm just going to start believing him when he talks. He said after the first game, we're not attacking the middle of the field because we're afraid of the safeties. Not afraid, but like we don't want them to ruin the game, basically. What do we see in this game? 15 passes between the hash marks. So I think people were afraid after game one, oh, God, the Steelers haven't thrown over the middle of the field now in years. Is this what it's going to be? Is this Mike Tomlin's not letting it happen? Nope.
No.
It's just game-specific. That is wonderful to see.
Mm-hmm. It does go into, you know, what Arthur Smith wants to do. I think he's predictable in a way, but at the same time, it's hard to stop. Like, whenever he does get rolling and he does start feeling what his personnel does bring to the table, like, he isn't going to let anything hold him back. You know, if there is a situation that is open that he can attack, like, there's nothing that'll hold him back from saying, like, we just don't even want to flirt with that. Like, he is going to do that. And he'll tell you, too. Like, he does mean everything he says. Like, he's like, this is what we're going to do. This is what our thought process is. And this is how we're going to attack it. And we're going to try our best to try to win this football game by doing it that way. Like, he has an offense, but it is based upon game plan.
Yeah.
You know, he has a structured of offense. Like, you could say, like, all right, like, a West Coast offense. This guy has this type of offense. This guy has that type. Like, Arthur Smith has a way that he wants to run his offense, but it never is the same.
Right.
He's very good at adapting.
You need that. And the Steelers haven't had that in a long time. I mean, Todd Haley, I thought, was a really good offensive coordinator. His was more, I thought he did a good job with his personnel. Like, depending on the team he was playing, he would, okay, we're going to run a lot of three wide receiver stuff. We're going to run a couple, you know, tackle eligible stuff, like, depending on the team. Arthur Smith, you know, he's going to run multiple tight ends. That's not changing based on the opponent, to your point, but where on the field are they going to target?
Right.
Where are the liabilities on the other team? We're going to target those guys. And it's just such a breath of fresh air. Steelers put up 346 yards yesterday, 114 rushing yards. They went on that long stretch with Canada. They never got up over 300 yards. And I think they would have done it last week. They would have done it last week if not for a couple of penalties. This week, no penalties. Do we consider this kicking the dam down or breaking the dam? Dam breaking? What was this? Dam breaking. Is the dam broke?
The dam's about to break.
Yeah.
Yes.
They broke the dam.
Yes. Like we said last week, I mean, it wasn't going to be anything like super, super crazy.
Yeah.
But this is the dam breaking. I mean, what did Justin Fields have? 240? Something like that?
245.
245. Was efficient with the football. I mean, the obviously interception, you know, bounced around. It wasn't like he, like, had a bad throw.
Yeah.
Like, and somebody picked it off. You ran the football. A lot of guys touched the football. I mean, you look at the box score. If you look at who touched the football and who caught the football, who ran the football, I mean, four guys ran the football. And then you had Scotty Miller. Pat Freiermuth, you had Calvin Austin, you had George Pickens, and they had, like, not just one catch for 5 yards. Like, they had, I think, over 25 yards each.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the dam breaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when you could have had 27. And here were the three final drives. So, field goal, touchdown, and then this has to... I guarantee you, when Arthur Smith speaks on Thursday, his favorite drive is going to be the last one. Where there's 4 minutes and 59 seconds left on the clock, and you never give it back to him. You take all 4:59 off the clock, and you knelt down at the end. 4 minute offense, but for 5 minutes, chef's kiss.
That's exactly how you draw it up.
Yeah.
How you draw it up.
And I think they go into that with confidence. A couple of times during the game, too, you saw Justin Fields get up and line up quickly and get on the ball. They're not going to do a ton of that. They do want to win time of possession, but to do it here and there as a change of pace, I'm feeling really good about Arthur Smith, man. Really good. And The other thing is, the first half, they stunk at running the football. Didn't do it. They came and they wanted to run the football. Mike Tomlin said after the game that styles make the fight. This was going to be a game where both teams are going to run the football. In years past, they'd have given up on the run. Game one last year against the 49ers. Now, the score really got away from them, but they only ran for like 31 yards or something like that. Game number two, they didn't run for more than 60 yards. This wasn't going great in the first half, and they just continued to pound the rock. Like, I think that's kind of what you're talking about. Uh-huh. Where that's going to be the baseline. We're going to run the ball. We didn't see a ton of play action in this game, which is interesting, but we had in the previous two games. So here and there, they'll do this. Here and there, they'll do that. I'm really enjoying the Arthur Smith experience, and it's not just comparing it to the last guy. I've done a lot of that in this segment. I've done a lot of the first few games. I just think he's doing a good job relative to the rest of the league, too. I think he's doing pretty good.
Yeah, the offense has been down in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a few teams who have exploded. I mean, the Saints didn't. You know, they did the first two games, but yesterday they didn't. I think that they're the most balanced team. Like, balance-wise, like, you don't get both sides. You get one side, and it hasn't been looking good, and that's where, you know, offensive football is right now. But with the Steelers, you know that you're going to get a balanced football team. They've done a good job doing that.
And wait until you start seeing a team. It depends on what the opposition's trying to do, but, you know, a team wants to play a lot of man coverage, and we haven't really seen Justin Fields have his bonkers rushing game yet. Like, this is a guy who can run for 100 yards in the game. Has. And at some point, he's going to do that, and he hasn't yet. And in this game, he barely ran at all. Read option, though, at the goal line.
Mm-hmm.
Which, boy, that thing popped, right? That thing popped wide ass open.
Bang.
That makes it harder, too, to stop the run, doesn't it, when you have to contend with the quarterback?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that was the same play that they got stopped in the preseason, too.
That fourth down.
I believe. So they went back to it. They're like, it's going to work.
Cleaned it up.
Where he didn't pull, or he pulled it and he shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
So they, they could do multiple things at certain times that could really catch a defense off guard.
Yeah. And you're going to probably fold that in more and more. Like, I would think that when Russell Wilson is healthy and your backup quarterback, you'd feel more confident in being able to run some of those design things.
Yes.
Also, and I already told you, the general, you know my thoughts on this. PFF, after the game, watching on the TV copy. For what it's worth, Zach Frazier had a grade over 95, both run and pass blocking. And I don't want that to be ignored from a coordinator standpoint either. Justin Fields was not this good, not by a long shot, in Chicago. He comes here, and he's being really efficient and accurate with Arthur Smith. You've got a rookie at center who's playing really well. I have to give the coordinator credit for that. You had Faltanu, who before he got hurt, and that's terrible, he was playing well. They had survived with Anderson at left guard. This isn't ideal. Like, they're not playing with the offensive line they wanted to be playing with. They wanted Van Jefferson to be their number two wide receiver, too. He barely played in this game because he got poked in the eye. They wanted to use Jaylen Warren, I'm guessing, more. All these things. And yet the offense week by week has gotten better.
Uh-huh.
Coordinator deserves a lot of credit. When young players play well, you got to give players credit. But the coordinator's putting him in positions to succeed, too.
Yes.
He's done a wonderful job.
Yes.
And he zins like a monster. Respect, monster.